Mosondoria baba. Ayamo korera baba baba. Ayema kondoria baba baba. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome tonight, welcome tonight, welcome tonight, welcome tonight. Welcome, 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 welcome. Oh, Ramashaturia Baba. Before we go into intercession tonight, let's invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Let's invite the Holy Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I can feel your Holy presence already. But before I even touch anything, Father, I want to repent from all my sins. So I repent tonight, Lord God, from all my sins and my unrighteousness. I am not worthy, God. But because you sent your son and because he died for me, I'm not worthy. I am worthy, God. Touch me, Lord Jesus. Wash me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Let me now come boldly to your throne and let me seek mercy. Mercy now in the time of need. I thank you that I give you my life, Jesus. And I ask you now, Jesus, to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Tonight, as I come before you and before your children, these are your children, Lord. And you just have my mouth as a mouthpiece. So tonight, I hide myself behind the cross. I let you come now and be glorified. I give you my body that your life can live through it tonight. Minister now through my body, that the nations may hear your voice out of my mouth. Speak to us, Lord God. Teach us tonight through mysteries and give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Give us supernatural eyesight. Lord God Almighty, tonight as we bow before you, we declare that your kingdom come and that your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. And under the sound of my voice, whether you're hearing it tonight or when you're hearing it on replay, I declare. And I say, welcome, 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 Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God, welcome now. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. I want to give God thanks for you tonight for joining in. I pray that hello dear. I pray that you're having a or having a wonderful week. The week just started, and I just pray that the supernatural powers of God will come down and will ignite you tonight. From this day forward, I just thank you. Tonight is a night of the prophetic. And last week, Tuesday, we prayed. And I don't know how your week went after that. But for some reason tonight, the Father wanted me to pray in regards to healing and deliverance. I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what's going on in your life. But the Holy Spirit do know. He knows all things. And every week, there's somebody different online. Every week, as we go to the hospital, which is the line here, which is the hospital of God. Every week, when you come into that hospital of God, the doctors come in and they work according to their manual. So tonight, I am a doctor working with the Holy Spirit. Working with the Holy Spirit. So, doctor is taking orders from the Holy Spirit. And I'm moving strategically tonight by the Holy Spirit. And yes, you could go ahead and you could put in the chat what you want us to believe God with you for tonight. And yes, I see that. I will be praying for your sister. Yes. Yes. And we'll take those names and we'll take the individual and we will pray. We will pray. We will lift them up to the Father after we go in and after we intercede. We will pray. Father, we bind every single hindrance. And I pray for that sister right now, that she will be honest in every single thing that she does. Father God, you know who she is. We are a spirit. And your word declared that if we worship you, hallelujah, Jesus. Tonight is going to be a night of the supernatural. Take out everything that you would need in a hospital, the scalpels, the needles, the thing that they used to put on the sores, the knives, every single thing that's in the operation room. Let's go into the operation of heaven tonight. And let's give every single thing over to the Father. Let's give everything over to the Father. We declare because healing is our bread. So he said, by his stripes, we are healed. Everything that's not of God, we call for it to be healed tonight. I come into the throne room of heaven tonight, and I release the balm of Gilead in the throne room tonight. I said, every foul, detestable, demonic spirit, every ill spirit, every spirit that's not of God, lying, demonic tongue, we bind it up. Spirit of confusion, break it in the mighty name of Jesus. We release tonight finances in the kingdom. Finances, supernatural finances. The word of God declared the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Oh God, let me tell you something. When you come into a setting like this, the Holy Spirit will reveal in settings like this. Let me drink some water. The Holy Spirit will reveal in settings like this, just like when you go into the hospital. I used to live in Connecticut, Massachusetts, in the hospital. I know a hospital that frequently visit if I'm going to go to St. Francis. If you're in St. Francis Hospital, Are you over there in Bay State? I think it's Bay State or Bay, whatever the hospital name is, in Mass. And you are in a triage situation. The doctor, like I said previously, will leave a cold and go in to the death and dying at that particular time. And there's something, and there's someone right now that I'm dealing with online. Basically, is in triage with your family. I believe it's a son in triage with that son. So while you are here, let's go into the child's heart now. Let's dissect the heart of the child. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to intercede in the child's heart, that the child will have a turnaround in the mighty name of Jesus. That child will comply to house rules. Even if that child is in college, he will still comply to the rules that he was trained on. Even if he's in his own house, even if he's far away in a different location, he can still listen to his mommy or his daddy. He can still listen. You have trained up them, the child right. But you know what? When they become of age, they feel like they don't want to listen anymore. They feel like they're grown and they're, and you don't have to say anything. But at this particular situation, I am praying that that young man open his heart to the voices of the Holy Spirit and to his mama. It's that simple. It's very simple. But it's crucial that the child hear what the mom is actually saying to him. Younger children in the home, they gotta bring it down a little bit, bring it down a notch. When mommy and daddy talks or speak to them, they have to comply because they're actually not in leadership. So we're praying you take them to the hospital. Some of them need surgery. Some of them, their mouth is foul, rude. So tonight we come into the foul area of the mouth. And we break and we bind generational curse. Generational curse. We break it and we bind it now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we command every mouth that is talking or open up, we command it to stand still and to behave, to behave, to behave, to behave, to behave. To behave. La kula ba shetele la busanda. Oh, Ramama kula la mama. Elena manota ketele la basikila. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Kula musandele kotala. Remokonda la bosata. Ishikuti kitando kota ido tokita la busande kota. Ikushiki la busande kita. Remunda, put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly now in the mighty name of Jesus and receive your breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. I come into every vein, every marrow of the belly. I come into every blood vessel in the mighty name of Jesus. I come into every vein in the mighty name of Jesus. I come into every swelling in the mighty name of Jesus. I command the enemy to stand still. I drive it back into the pit of the hell where it came from. In the name of Jesus, you are bound. You are bound. Try to cause problems. Try to cause trouble. Try. But it's not going to work. I speak to arthritis in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against every foul spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to the vein and the hand and the foot, even the toenail. Even if your toenail is trying to fall out of your foot, I come against that right now. I plead the blood. I command every blood vessel to flow in line with the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of the living God, we call for fire over this line right now. Fire over this line right now. Break up every particle. Break up every slotikata. Lendo kosata. We come into the slaughterhouse of the enemy. And I say release, 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 release in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. And we call for the spirit of deliverance tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call for the spirit of deliverance right now, wherever your sickness is. Place your hand upon it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever that sickness is, wherever that swelling is, wherever that eyesight, that it feel like it's going, it's getting dim. Put your hand on it right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nina no no Korean emotione. I see the Father moving the building blocks out of your way. Step over into victory. Victory in Jesus tonight. Victory in Jesus tonight. Tonight your life will never be the same. It will never be the same. I come in to drive and to bind every onslaught of the enemy, every bloodline in the name of Jesus. Satan, you must obey under the sound of my voice. You must obey under the sound of my voice. You have no power in the mighty name of Jesus. One and two, three, and I say go now in the name. There it goes. I want you to say freedom in the spirit. Freedom in the spirit. Oh, yes. Let your Jericho wall, let it fall down. And as we march around Jericho tonight, one, march, two, march, three, march, get up and march, four, march, hallelujah, five, march, Chikurumba, six, march, seven, the walls are broken down now. Take your hand like a chopper, take your hand like a knife, and move your hand in the spirit. Move your body, move your hand, move your waist, move your head in the spirit and chop it out. Loko shikiti kitala no busanda. Bloodline deliverance, supernatural deliverance, Holy Ghost deliverance. Lengo shikita da busata. People with problem with their mouth, deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance of the mind, deliverance of the brain problem, deliverance of cancer. Yiku emi kateli kunda ba 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 ba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We look to you, Jesus. We look to you, Jesus. We lift up our cup. And we look to you, Holy Spirit. You have been out of Osata. You are the third party of the Godhead. And you have been sent back here to get the job done through us. Holy Spirit of the living God, Move now. I pray. Let the fire of God come now and burn out everything out of the house. Go into that kitchen and burn out everything out of that kitchen right now. Marikoshata. Mokorebashata. That one that loved that kitchen, loved to cook in that kitchen, let it be a peaceful place. I bind the spirit of confusion out of that place. I come against every confusion in that kitchen, every knife that drawn in that kitchen. I come against that right now. I come against family argument with husband and wife in the mighty name of Jesus. I call for salvation to the families right now. Supernatural healing, complete healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I take authority over every unclean spirit in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh God, I go into that belly and I speak to every fibroids. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I command everything in the uterus to come in line with the word of God. Healing is the children's bread. Put your hand over that area right now. Put your hand over that ear right now in the name of Jesus. And I command it to dry up in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, glory to God. I have somebody with a blood disorder. You go to the doctor and your blood is not good. And you want to know what is wrong and you don't know what is wrong. You've tried everything and it's not working. But tonight I come. And I stand in the agreement with you. And I break the spirit of cancer. Yes. I break the spirit of cancer. I come against the spirit of cancer. If you online or if you know anyone that have cancer, no matter what type of cancer it is, because you see what I'm seeing right now, it's a vein. It's like a root. And the blood goes to that root. And what it does, it ignites and it breeds the cancer and let it get grown. So tell you what you do. We are going to chop off that root right now. If you know how to pray in the spirit, let's just pray in the spirit. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stand in the gap for someone with cancer. Stand in the gap. I see somebody losing their hair and they're wearing a tie head like a little cap. It's a woman, a light-skinned woman, very light-skinned. Very light-skinned. And I'm praying. How cold am I? You know, Koshama Kota. And I'm actually standing in the gap and I'm looking at that face with the little speckles on the face. And cancer's actually taking out the hair of the person's head.
And that person is actually crying because they want to just give up. But tonight I'm in the heavens and I'm saying, Lord Jesus, as your daughter, my body, your life, I put myself behind your cross. And I let you walk this earth and I let you display yourself. And I let you bring forth your supernatural into the natural. And tonight I pray, oh Father, that that one or that person, but I'm seeing this one woman, light-skinned woman. Hallelujah. Agree with me. Sonia, anyone online, agree with me. Put your hand on your head and just agree with me that God will touch by the Spirit this individual and healing will come. And we will hear about the testimonies. We'll hear about that testimony. We've been online one time when this lady needed $10,000. And the Spirit of God, some of you who have been online before, and the Spirit of God told me that somebody was going to get $10,000. The person was online. They were online. They were online. And effective immediately as I spoke it out of my mouth, somebody called that woman. And the husband, not somebody, but the husband called and said, somebody just gave us $10,000 to pay our bill. We have a Father God who's a God of the supernatural. He is not natural. And he said, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because you know who he is? He is a spirit. And we are a spirit according to the word of God. So, he is looking for a body where he can come through and he can work through that the nations will know that he is Jehovah. And he is comprised with only truth. And he's not a God that he could lie. Makushakalaba. He's not a man. He will not lie to you. We trust. We trust. I hear the word trust. I hear the word trust. 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 Not rust, but trust. T for Thanksgiving. R for rushing to him when you are giving him thanksgiving. You, oh Lord God Almighty, is uncompromisable faith. You don't compromise. You don't do nothing. You just run to him and you just put up your hand to him and say, Lord God, I trust you when I'm running. I'm going. Supplication. I'm standing in the gap. I'm praying and I'm trusting for my family. Oh God. T-R-U-S-T. Again, T. I'm giving thanks for all things. Because you are S, a supernatural God. In you I move and I have my being. And certainly, There is no other God beside you. So I can trust, obey, and believe because only you, Lord, only you.
Tonight, the Father told me that I was supposed to pray for healing. Didn't know how he was going to start. Because as a woman of the Spirit, I just listen to him and then I execute. I just listen to him and then I execute. You see, this is not the work of a man. But this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. So all we have to do is to open our hands, release it to him, step back, let him use your hand, open your mouth, release it to him, let him use your mouth, put your feet down on the floor and let him use them. Let him also become your footmobile, where you're going to use those foot and you're going to trample the enemy under your feet because you have the keys to his kingdom. Do you know you have the keys tonight? Do you actually know you have the keys tonight? Do you know you have the keys? Shomale kundeliba. Do you actually know that every generational curse is broken in the blood of Jesus? Hallelujah. Do you actually know that you are the person that he raised up for your generation, that you could intercede for your generation? Do you actually know? Do you actually know that Jesus Christ is your Lord? Do you actually know? Let's reason one to another. Do you actually know that he's your Lord and he's your Savior? Do you actually, do you really know that whatever you ask of him, he's gonna let it be accomplished? Because his word will never go void. Do you actually know that he is your father? And you could always say, Abba. Abba. Let me tell you, I have a book here with his name. Let me give you some of his name, Akola. Do you actually know that his name is Elohim? He is your eternal creator. He created all things. Do you actually know that he's your Savior, who is your Jehovah? Jehovah, El Shaddai. He is your Almighty God. Adonai. And because he talks to us tonight about healing, I am the God that healed thee or healed thee. Jehovah Rohi. Do you need peace tonight? Do you actually need peace? Do you know that he's your Shalom? And he bring all of those names into one name, into Jesus Christ. And you have him as your Lord and your Savior.
draw on him. You cannot draw from me, but you can draw from him. Tonight is a night of intercession. Tonight is a night where we break all generational curse. Tonight is a night where we ask God to give us peace and joy and tranquility. Tonight is a night of peace. Tonight is your night. The weapons are for warfare. They're not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of all strongholds. Tonight, I want to invite you in to the Holy Spirit. Receive of him. He is the only one. The only one. The only one. There's no other God beside him. Jehovah, my righteousness, my King, my Creator, my peace, my joy, my strength, my everlasting weapon for my warfare. Oh, this is so good. Oh, this is so good. When I need a weapon, I can go to him and he can give me the ultimate weapon that I need for that given time. You need a weapon? You need a weapon? You need a weapon? Do you need a weapon? Do you? I'm talking to you. Do you need a weapon? Shake your head. Hold on to him. Hold on to him. I'm talking to you. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the word of God declare that he would always raise up a standard. You did not come here tonight by choice, okay? It's not a chance while you're here. The person who sent that invitation over to you didn't send it over by chance. It sent it over because the Holy Father wants you to hear. He wants you to know that every spirit of witchcraft, look into my eyes. Open your eyes from generation to generation. It's broken. Put your hand up and give him praise. Put your hand up now. Both hands, and give him praise. I want you to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for supernatural breakthroughs. There you go. Hey, put your hand over your belly. Put your hand over your belly right now. Put your hand over your belly. Take your right hand and put it over your belly because all every snake-like type spirit, go in the name of Jesus. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Go in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise and worship. We give you praise and worship, God. Somebody, don't you know that healing your finances can be, it doesn't have to be the physical when you talk about healing. It could be also mean your financial situation needs a healing. You need to know how to budget your money. I'm talking to that one tonight. You spend your money and you're not supposed to be spending it like this, but you just go and just buy everything that you see. Well, tonight I'm talking to you.
You don't need any more shoes. You don't need any more pocketbooks. You certainly don't need any more clothes. Don't you know black can go with anything? So all you gotta do is to coordinate. Do some, get some kind of coordination skills. If you got a black, I used to have a friend when I was working at the Hartford, and that lady, she have a blue pants, a brown pants. She got a blue brown, and I think it was black. And she had the same kind of shirt. Oh, she had a black pants or something like that. And she coordinated them stuff with three different kind or four different kind of shirt. She bought the best shirt at that time. It was Filene's, honey. Or G-Fox, yeah, G-Fox. And I'm telling you right now, you never know that lady had stuff. You never really know that that lady have anything. But one day she invited us to her house. First, they come into this break. The car was broke down. And she invited us to her house. We went to her house. Even her doorbell talks. Saying to say this, we have to know how to utilize the funds that's been given to us. So tonight I'm going to pray that you receive supernatural wisdom. Supernatural wisdom in every single area of your life. That you'll be able to have wisdom. That you'll be able to know how to budget your money. We finished praying about healing. And like I said, healing could be anything for in deliverance. So we're going to pray about the mindset, with your financial mindset, how you're going to go about, be able to execute your finances. So tonight I come and we pray for that mortgage. We pray for that finances. We pray for that job in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise that every generational curse is broken out of that house when it comes out of your daughter, that your daughter know how to spend her money. Why am I on daughters tonight and sons, Lord God? But that daughter needs to know how to budget her money. So tonight I come and I'm in agreement with you, Mama. 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 I'm in agreement with you, Daddy, that that daughter know how to budget the money. And you don't have to go argue in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray. And let the rivers of the water flow into your pocketbook. Kishonkuba, flow into your checkbook. Kimaromo kuraba, nikinana, sotoleba, remangolaba, sengilitotada, yetoleba. Yes, every sound of my voice. And every time I shake my hand, I release kingdom blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Give and it shall be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken down, running over, shall man put into your bosom. Yikuda, I call for a thousandfold return on your giving. I call for a bosom. Open up, Abrahamic lesson. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call for wisdom and knowledge and understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release it. I release it over the hillways. I release it in my house. I release it down my street. I release it in the nations. Some of you who want to go to nations, I release the finances now in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you who want to go minister and you say, well, you know what? I can't go do it. I can't leave my job. Lord God, I pray that you will give them insight, that you'll open their eyesight. Open their insight, open their eyesight, give them supernatural understanding and wealth and health. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, receive it, receive it. Oh, yes, money coming down from heaven, yeah.
It's like coming in coins. That means I didn't see dollar beans. I see coins. I see silver coins. So that means the Father is just going to rain it down. Receive it. Take it. Hold on to it. You need it. You need it. And when you get it, make sure you give some out to somebody that's in need, because that's how you're going to get more to come in. That's how more is going to come in. Give and it shall be given back to you. I'm not going to tell you to give all of it. I'm just saying give. If it's even a penny, we don't use penny no more, but I'm just saying that means the least, okay? Because we don't use penny. But if it's even 1 cent, just give it out. Release it. Oh God, the word of God declare. The lovers of money is the root of all evil. It didn't say for us not to have money. It just said the lovers of money. So that simply means you and I are supposed to have funds. We're supposed to have money that when our brothers or our sisters that in need, anyone in need, and you have it, you can fulfill that need. Or they have it and they could fulfill a need that I have. We have every single thing in common. So get it out of your mindset that you're not supposed to have nothing and you're supposed to be mediocre. That is a lie. You're supposed to have abundance. You're supposed to have enough. Like the sand. Oh my God. Abraham, he had so much. Jesus rode one of the biggest things on the earth, the donkey in his days. Look, man, people was walking, but Jesus had a donkey to roll in. Abraham, you remember those people when they were leaving Israel? When they were leaving Egypt, not Israel, but Egypt. I'm sorry, Egypt. The people from Egypt gave them all resources and drive them out. Were you supposed to have abundance? So what is coming from the heaven tonight? Receive it in the east, in the west, in the north, on the south. Receive it in Connecticut. Receive it in Jamaica. Receive it. Receive it. New York. Receive it. Virginia. Receive it. Oh, Calabo, Mikima, Hartford. Receive it. New York. New York. Receive it. Massachusetts. Kinama. Reme, Rhode Island, Mashimi, Makolate, Kitolama, not the nations of the world, receive it. Washington, Mikulima, New Mexico, receive it. Anywhere you are tonight, receive it. Receive the abundance of living, the abundance of joy. Receive supernatural health and wealth. Beloved, above all things, I wish that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospereth. He didn't say for you not to have anything. He said for you to have in abundance. He said everything that he created, at the end, it was very good. Let's live in the very good now. And claim and possess everything. The blessings of the Lord make us rich. Oh my shikoreba. Lani kutala busikiraba. Remango koshiki namu nama. Shana tekatana nana. Blessings of the Lord release, release, release. Blessings of the Lord, release, 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 release. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit come in now. Break up every folly ground. Release finances. Release finances. Release health, Lord God. Okay. All right. Okay. Emotional distress. All right. Fear. So heal that emotion right now. I lay back in my chair because I'm releasing the spirit of peace. You have so much confusion and turmoil and So now I am releasing the spirit of peace over the airways. And when I say peace, and when I move my hand, I actually feel the fire of God. Yes. Yes. There it goes. There it goes. Peace that passeth all understanding. Precious Holy Father. Precious Holy Father. Go into that home now. Go in to that home and release your peace. Release your healing. Release your joy. Hallelujah. 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 Release your strength. Supernatural overflow. Supernatural overflow. Yes. I release the waters of God. Let it flow. Let it flow, God. I lift my hands and I say, let it flow. Mumayima. Let the ting. Oh my God. I could feel the fire of the Holy Spirit coming through my fingers. Go ahead and believe and trust God for the impartation of peace right now. Let it go. Put your hand on your head and move it from your head to your belly. Release peace now in Jesus' mighty name. Give you praise. Father, we 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 give you praise. There is a river. That never runs dry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a fountain. Hallelujah. That never runs dry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to that river now and see yourself in that river that never, never, ever runs dry. There is a fountain that never runs. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's your quote about. There is a river. It flows from your head to your toes. Hallelujah.
There is a river. It flows from your head to your toes. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly now. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory. I see train moving. I see train moving. It comes to move and to shake and to break. It's like a train, and the train comes and it's gonna shake. It's gonna shake. It's like, and it just come in and it's shaking up everything that needs to be shaken up. There is a river that never runs dry. There is a fountain and it flows from your head to your toe. May the God of all mercy, may the God of all King, may the God of the supernatural come in and touch you from your head to your toe. Arista kosandere kondere kondarate kita. I release the supernatural abundance. I release supernatural abundance tonight. With that one that needs abundance, open your mouth wide and release it and say thank you, Jesus, for the supernatural wealth that is going to run after me and overtake me tonight. Father, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know it's going to be done. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And the wealth of the sinner will be laid up for the just. And I am your just. There is a fountain that will never, ever runs dry. Hallelujah. You see, at this very moment, I am in the heavens, and all I can see is the toes of Jesus. And I can let you know right now, every single thing that you're going through is in his toes. And he has already crushed it with his heel. And I see him putting down his complete foot. His foot, I mean, Koshiki, you talk about his feet, they are like brass and they're strong. And he's placing them on all your dilemmas. And it is complete, meaning it is finished. Take your hand and put them together like you're praying and say, thank you, Jesus. And now put it under your chin. Under your chin, seal it. It is done in Jesus' mighty name. Now you can remove your hand and open it wide to the heavens and lift it up and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you that I'm blood bathed. Thank you that I went to you tonight and I was on the call. And I receive it from you, not from Ruth, but from you. I receive it out of her voice. I receive it because you are speaking through her. So tonight I receive it.
I receive it myself. That everything that I need, I could go to sleep because I got it. I could relax because I have it. I could relax because it's for me. I can relax and entertain myself because I don't have to fight for nothing. I got peace and joy, and I have righteousness in the Holy Ghost because he loves you and he loves me. And he said, everything that he has created, it is good. Tonight, if you're never, let me tell you something. If you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, there is just one verse. And all you have to say, Father, I know that your son came and he died on the cross for me. I know through him, I can live life everlasting. So tonight, I am choosing him over everything. I choose life through him. Forgive me from all my sins. And if I have backslidden, if I will say, forgive me from all my sins. And the word of God tells us really to repent every day. You never know when you're sinning. So I repent. If I have done anything to anyone, forgive me. I plan and I choose to walk in love on a continual basis, no matter how you want to slice it, no matter how you want to call it. Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is my friend. He is my brother. He is my second Adam. I give my life to him. And I'm going to repeat Genesis 1, where it stated that everything that he has created is good. And not only good, but it's very good. So if somebody is telling you tonight something different, I mean, it's contrary to what he's saying, don't listen. Open up the word of God. Spend some time in it. I'm not telling you to go spend all three, but just spend some time. Because if you even spend 5 minutes in it, let me tell you something here. Your spirit man, because the word of God is a spirit. Jesus spoke it in John 6:63. He says, the words that I spoke, they are spirit and they bring forth life. So when you open his word and when you're reading his word, you start meditating on the word and it will give you life. And not only that, you're going to sustain life and you will sustain it more abundantly. There is life. I remember Joyce Myers always say this. There is life in the word. I never know that word of scripture. But when I found that scripture in John 6:63, it makes all sense. Anything that comes out of your mouth, if it's bad, it's going to bring bad. If it's good, it's going to be good. Because you know what? Death and life is in the power of your tongue. Let us choose life tonight. Speak nothing negatively. Always go to bed, inviting the Holy Spirit. Get up in the morning, welcome the Holy Spirit, and talk to the Holy Spirit every day. Just talk to him. Have a conversation with him. Anybody want to think that you're spooky? Fine. You don't care. Have your conversation with the Holy Spirit. Have your conversation with him on a continual basis. Every single day. Just like, Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Holy Spirit, what I need to do now? Holy Spirit, just another conversation. He wants to communicate with you. Wants to. Tonight, I want to thank you for being on the call. I pray to God that what I, was said tonight, you get something out of it. I just want you to know that God is good. Watch everything that he said tonight, starting with your peace, starting with that healing, starting with that person that I see that light-skinned person that really, 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 really need breakthrough when it comes on to that cancer cell. Thank God for those moments that we were here. Your financial situation, your mortgage situation that needs to be paid. You're not going to lose that house. You will not lose that house. Okay? You will not lose the house. It's not like when I was going through my house situation those days. No, these times are different times. Get in touch with the bank. Get in touch with the loan officer. Get in touch with Jesus first, because he already let you know that you're not going to lose your house. There's a lot of resources out there. And you could work with these resources. And you also have people who's praying, and that finances that you're looking for, it's coming in. It may be delayed, but it's going to be on time. Trust me. You're talking to someone who's been there, done that, and got my t-shirt. Okay? Yeah. Lost everything. Every single thing that I have, cars, job, homes, husband getting ready to leave. But look at that. Lost my house. I'm giving you a testimony right here for you to get to understand. Lost my house. Lost it into foreclosure in the 80s. We bought it in the 80s at a high value, and basically got ripped off from Century 21. And a couple years later, we have no house. I have to move right back into the apartment with my kids. And the children is there, mommy, 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 it's so hot, we want our pool. And I'm like, you know, calm it down. I don't want to hear nothing. Somebody needs to hear this tonight. Somebody. And when your man tell you that he going to leave you with your kids, you go to God. Somebody needs to hear that. And God just supernaturally turn it around. And all those people that was in there who was trying to brainwash my man, which is my husband, to turn back on them. Turn. And the house that I lost, a year later, I end up in 1.35 acre worth of land. A couple years later, I end up with almost 10 acres of land again. Another year later, I have, my daughter and I owns a duplex. Couple years later, we turn around, we own a two-family house that I could put my daughter, who's on the line now. She could testify to that. Yes, ma'am. I'm not playing. Yes, sir. It ain't no joke. I can testify to that. Damn. Damn, you're looking, I'm in a house, brand new. You're looking at a woman that has lost everything. But my God. My God supply all my needs. I am not hyping and I'm not biting. I am telling you what I know. I've been there. When you go to State Line, I went to State Line and feel close to Massachusetts on Route 5 and call my creditor, bawling on the phone and begging the guy, please just see if you can change my mortgage over that I could. And the man told me no. But every last one of them, the place closed down. And the woman who ripped me off from Century 21, she ain't got no job and she certainly didn't have no house. The God that we serve, is the God that's more than enough. And when the man tell her that they're going to leave, go to God. Go to God. Because the same one who packing up their bag to leave, when you're moving, you're going to see them back in there with their clothes in the corner. And all you got to do is just look down. We serve a God. I'm here to tell you tonight. I serve a God. That's not a brainwashed God. He's not an itchy-watchy God. He's a God that sees everything and knows everything. And let me tell you again, if he call you and appoint you for something, he's going to see it come to pass. Because not everybody going to be in your corner. And when you have an anointing on your life, and when you have an anointing on your life and you're driving out demons and all kind of stuff, and because those people are, they are church, I hear Brother Azzy said, churchianity, because they're into churchianity and not in Christianity, they say you're into witchcraft because they don't have no eyes to see. That means Jesus isn't a witchcraft. But let me tell you something. Jesus said, demons can't drive out demons. Do you understand me? So, if God called you to go for the minister, back off and back up, honey. Back off and back up, mister. Go do what he called you to do. Because not everybody going to like you. Not everybody going to see the God in you. Not everybody going to understand you. But he does. He does. Not everybody understand because they say that woman God ain't call her. You know what? Because I am uncut. Okay? I am uncut. I was not born and raised in nobody's church. I was not born and raised in nobody's church. God raised me up in my bed because he had called me to my mother's womb by name. Because let me tell you something. My mother, babies were dying. My mother's babies were dying so much, she had to give my older sister to my grandmother to raise them. But God gave me my name, Ruth Elizabeth, and show her and tell her how to raise me. And that's all my cane. Yes, sir. They ain't coming here naturally. I'm coming from the supernatural. So I can't think like everybody else. And I can't live like everybody else. And even I'm out there running the street, jumping the street, doing what I need to do with my friends and stuff. Hey, there come a time when he said, you know what? It's time for you to be a saint. So he come and he visited me and said, your time is now. Jump out of the gunman and out of the reefer garbage and out of the sportsman junk. It's time to come up and do what I call you to do. I never know that I have a calling on my life. But let me tell you. Look, man, it's 8:43, I gotta go to my bed, okay? Yeah, I ain't gonna keep me up here all night. But I'm here to tell you, Thursday night, I will be back online, but where I teach on the prophetic. And before I send out the information to a couple of people, but I tell you one thing, the Spirit of God has been talking to me. So if you do get an invitation for Thursday night, apart from the ones that are on here, that apart from the ones that used to be on Thursday, you never know. If the Holy Spirit told me to release and send out the invitation, or if you would want to be on the Thursday, what I'm doing on Thursday, we have prophetic. We talk about prophetic deliverance. And I'm training people on prophetic deliverance on Zoom. So what I'm doing, I'm giving them information about prophetic deliverance. If you believe that you want to be a part of that, please, I don't have no time for the playing and the ism and the schism, okay? Don't come on the line if you come to play because I ain't got no time for the foolishness. But if you believe that you want to be a part, you can text me and say you want to be a part. Also on Wednesday morning from 6 to 12, we also have, I send out information for fasting. This week, we're going to fast. I think it's on acceptance. I have to see. So we fast from 6 to 12 on Wednesday. And if anybody online remember when we used to have her, I'm going to go. I'm just going to give you this. We used to have our
Write these things down, okay? Anything you want to participate in, you let me know. We used to have, on Friday nights, we used to have what we call, oh God, but it was four different, watch. Yeah, it was a watch. Just like how Jesus said to the disciples, you tell me you couldn't even watch for an hour? So we watched from 6 to 9, different people, right? And we would sign up who want to watch from 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, and 3 to 6. We would have a watch. So I am going to roll that out again because the Father talked to me in regards to that. I'm also going to do some teaching on evangelism. Don't you know we have evangelism cannot be the same like evangelism like before. You have to be able to move strategically, prophetically, in, I call it prophetic evangelism. In other words, when you go out on the street and you see your brothers and your sister and anything going on in their lives, you should be able to have the eyes to see if the Father wants you to see it. And you just go over and just say, you know, hi, how are you? How you doing? And they say, I'm fine. And you say, my name is such and such. And then you just take them aside and talk to them. Can I talk to you for a minute? Yes. And then you start communicating and giving them the information, what the Holy Spirit tells you. And they'll be like, oh my God, how do you know this? That's the eyes of the seer. And you're dealing in the prophetic realm. So this is not like the natural evangelist, right? This is a prophetic evangelist. So I'm going to be doing teachings on that. So that means you're going to have the eyes of the Spirit. And you're going to go out and you're going to do exploits for Him. You may even end up doing what I'm doing, teaching people, okay? Because not everybody's going to want to go to church. Not everybody going to want to be in the four walls. Isaiah 45 verse 3 said, go out there and dig them out of the corner. Bring them out. Go drag them out. Go over there like you know how people in Jamaica used to go and dig out the crab and you got to make sure that you hold him in the back or is he going to get bite? Well, that's what the Holy Spirit is not going to let you get bite per se. It's going to give you insight for living. So I'm just going to go tonight and I'm going to say, I've said a lot. Number one, if you want to be and any one of the things that I talked to you about, especially the prayer, because we have to pray, let me know. If you want to be on Thursday night, let me know also. Okay? But we're here for kingdom building. I'm going to be in Connecticut. Anybody working? Take your Friday night off. I'm going to be there June the 23rd. And it's going to be Fire Healing School. Prophetic. It's going to be a healing school. And it's going to be June the 23rd. So you people take vacation to go all over the world. Take a vacation day or a half a day and come in and bring anybody that you know that need a healing. Bring them there. We're going to have it in West Hartford, Connecticut. That's where we used to have our stuff. Okay. And then every month after that, it's going to be on a Saturday. The only reason why we're having this one on a Friday is because I'm going to be in a on something there on the Saturday, the 24th. One of my daughters having a church anniversary, and I'm going to be in that. And then every fourth Saturday after that, for June, July, August, September, October. November is a little bit iffy. So every fourth Saturday, I'll be in Connecticut, in West Hartford, ministering on deliverance. It is not going to be like the same. The root car that you see that was in Connecticut before is not the root car that's coming back to Connecticut. I am coming back to Connecticut with the fire of God, not only in my eyes and in my mouth and in my hand, but it's going to be under my feet and in my belly. And you're going to see the witness of the power of the Holy Spirit in display. And it's going to be like liquid fire, fire, fire. There's nothing that's going to come in there and leave out the same as they come in. When the Father showed me, it's like whirlwind of fire. So you make sure anybody that you know that needs healing, salvation, and deliverance, bring them in and let the Holy Spirit touch them. I want to say good night to you, to every single person that's online. Glory to God. I want to say good night.
Good night.
Good evening, sister.
Hey, good night, everybody. Thank
good
you,
night,
lady.
Night, good night.
Good night. Night. Thank you, darling. That's my
good
special
night.
Baby over there. Hey, good night, everyone. Hey, sweetie. Mwah. Hey, girly. I love you, my darling. I love you.
I love you.
God bless you.